Cosmic Tarot. Key number 14. Temperance. This awareness indicates that in this reading on the 15th card, key 14, Temperance, recall what was given in the previous reading concerning the Death card. The Death card has been removed from the tarot in terms of its previous connotations, and the new meaning of death is change. The Hanged Man is suspended mind, and moves into that state of consciousness wherein change occurs, and this is the old card of death. Now this 13th card is symbolizing change and new direction, and is symbolic of rebirth. Entities who look deep enough into death discover life. Entities are dying every moment and being reborn every moment. Entities are creating themselves from moment to moment, according to what they visualize and what they identify themselves with. This awareness indicates that temperance is symbolic of that identity, of that essence which one calls oneself. The tempering of steel gives density, viscosity, and depth. The tempering of anything, of any image within the universe, is what is giving that image, that thing, that entity, that essence, a deeper and more individual definition. Visualize the clear light in certain areas, as it begins to become denser. This may be seen and likened unto a jellyfish in water. This jellyfish takes on what may be felt, though not always seen. This may be likened unto the consciousness that moves from thin, watery, or airy-like substance into a dense, deep, viscous-type substance. This movement takes place in octaves, and this relates to the seven rays of light. The density moves, and with each octave, becomes a deeper level of being. The movement into a deeper level of being is related to the alchemical process. In this manner, this reading relates unto Key 8, the Strength card. In the previous reading there was a reference made to the work of Ratha in moving and speeding up consciousness, in speeding up evolution. In this present reading, this shall be gone into in more depth. The movement of man into matter, which occurred with the separation of Rai from essence, created an identification with the forms that were projected from the consciousness of the collective mind forces of entities in essence. This was the beginning of the fall of Lucifer, Rai, and all of the angels or angels of consciousness. This awareness indicates that the identification with the form, rather than with the consciousness itself, intensified the polarities of the separation. Following this, life did occur on this plane in physical form. This life in its identification with the physical form was of a light substance. Entities at that time were very airy in nature, there was little substance to them. Entities were of a somewhat gaseous nature, and these entities and the vegetation of that time were not solid as in present time. These forms and entities were likened unto images of a dream, and were subject to the manipulation of the imagination of those who understood this. There was not too great an identification with any one part. Each entity did identify more with the total. This manner of identification is related to the Oriental philosophy of Taoism. Following this, there became a gradual loss of this type of observation and greater movement into self-centered observation, subjective observation, wherein entities began to identify themselves more permanently with one form or another. In this manner, entities moved into the forms on this plane, moved into animals, trees, and other creatures. This awareness indicates that this brought forth Lemuria. Atlantis came forth when identification became so intense and so centered that the consciousness identified itself with one kind of form for long periods of time. The Atlanteans moved into this plane from other planets. This followed the Lemurian action and was an interrelated result of the Lemurian action. This awareness indicates that as time passed and Atlantis moved into deeper and more dense identifications, this set up a polarity between Atlantis and Lemuria which created those who controlled and those who responded. This became a ruling and subjected relationship, a sadism and masochistic relationship between these two. When Ra'ta studied with Hepzet in the latter days of Atlantis, he discovered from Hepzet the principles involved in polarity and in alchemy. The alchemy of intensification to bring about a denser, more viscous consciousness. In this action, Ra'ta discovered from Hepzet that polarity came about through extremes of concepts, through opposition of concepts. Ra'ta discovered that polarity created the intensification of being. When there was little excitement, little polarity, there was little attention given. In this attention, being grew stronger. being created a more viscous type of consciousness. This awareness indicates that the movement of Ra-Ta into Nubulin brought forth many more discoveries, as those who went with him pooled their information and researched into this further. In returning from Nubulin to Egypt, the foundation and plans were made for speeding up evolution. The action of mummification was one in which the mummy was to be given concepts through symbolism that would affect all humanity for years to come. These symbols pertained to consciousness, to individuality, to the world, and were placed into and projected into the mummy while still an entity under deep hypnotic trance. After several sessions of ever-deepening hypnotic levels, the symbol was so ingrained that the entity totally identified with that symbol. When that symbol and the entity were in complete identification with each other and the entity was identified with humanity for years to come, at that time the entity was given a drug that crystallized and set every cell in his body. When this occurred, that symbol inhabited every cell of the body. In this manner, the symbol became likened unto a signal placed within the cells of the body of the mummy. The entity was then wrapped and this became the mummy. These early mummies placed in the Hall of Records were not dead at the time of mummification. They were rather in hypnotic trance states. The drug given slowed down the vibration to such a slow degree as might be called freezing consciousness. The consciousness of these entities has been frozen for 12,000 years. These entities over these 12,000 years of time have been slowly releasing these concepts into consciousness. Entities in this plane of yours are walking around and picking up certain feelings from these mummies. These then are interpreted as your emotions and finally are put into words. The movement from feeling and emotion and into words then brought about concepts. The concepts brought about philosophies and these philosophies brought about conflicts between varying groups of different philosophies. These varying philosophies brought about war and these wars brought about tragedies, suffering, and friction. This friction and tragedy brought about concepts of victory and loss and death and gain. These concepts brought about what became deeper feelings of being or non-being, and in this manner, the polarity emitted by the mummies brought greater polarity and division to mankind. This greater polarity and division brought about greater pleasure and pain, which in turn brought about greater viscosity of being and greater fear of non-being. In this manner, the speeding up of evolution occurred. Entities of the Western world, through tragedy and suffering, have developed denser, more diamond-like consciousness than would have occurred, had this tragedy and suffering and intensified polarity not happened. This awareness indicates that you are born in sin. That sin is that what is other than the clear light. That sin is what is other than balance. That sin is polarity. Balance is non-polarity. Sin is necessary to bring you into the state wherein your individuality occurs and gives that which cannot be destroyed. It is only through error that entities can learn. It is only through error that entities can develop. It is only through error that entities can know balance, which is harmony. This error, this loss of balance, this loss of equilibrium tempers the steel, tempers consciousness, and tempers the individuality, the consciousness which makes up one's own psyche, and which creates one's soul. Consciousness now in the Western world is likened onto a jellyfish in the ocean of Akasha. Many entities have developed a firm enough consciousness that it cannot be destroyed. In the Eastern world, this has yet to be accomplished. In the present time, the actions of Mao and others as helping to bring this about. This awareness indicates the Eastern world must yet move into levels of desire in order to bring about this density of consciousness which becomes likened unto a diamond. Yoga is that which has helped many in this respect. The statement of many Eastern philosophies that you return to the ocean of Nirvana as a drop of water, this is not so for those who have reached the level of consciousness which Ra-Ta and others work to bring about in the Western world. You do not return as a drop of water in the ocean of Akasha, but your consciousness shall be likened onto a diamond, or a jellyfish that cannot be crushed, which cannot be destroyed, and this moves into Akasha. Even those who have this kind of consciousness and move into Akasha may still experience what it is to be Akasha, for the clear light, whether gathered in dense levels or thin levels, is still clear light. Entities understanding this action of developing the individuality may understand why this awareness says, judge not. Deny the existence of evil in the world. This awareness indicates that sin is necessary for many who have not yet developed their individuality. There is sin and error, but these are not evil, they are a part of the human development. For those who have developed their individuality, sin is no longer necessary. This awareness indicates that wherein entities wish to prove themselves, wish to achieve and promote themselves at the expense of others, these entities are yet trying to develop their individuality. There are many levels of this action. Those who realize this, those who have moved in actions previously and have tried to prove themselves, to promote themselves, have tried to climb above the actions of others and tried to be superior and discovered that they cannot and do not enjoy the fruit of this action, and finally realizing this action only brings despair and pain, they turn away, likened unto the initiate who stands before Lucifer and says, "I have followed you all the days of my life. You have brought me nothing but pain. You have promised me everything. Therefore, I am through with you forever." This awareness indicates that at this time when entities turn away from Lucifer, from their own will, from their own desire to promote themselves, at this moment entities have discovered who, in fact, they really are. Entities have created their own individuality and no longer need to pursue this course. The development of one's individuality is brought forth through pain and tragedy, through suffering, desire, greed, and lust. Once this comes about, individuality is reached. Entities may then release themselves from this quest, from this desire, from the desire to promote themselves, from the desire to have their own will, from the desire to prove themselves above others, and may move into levels of response, ability, may then respond to the needs of others. At this time, the motivation becomes not a goal, but a motivation of responding to that which needs to be responded to, according to urgencies of the moment, according to urgencies of others. At this time, entities may then realize they can never die, they have eternal life, and they can serve others without fear of losing themselves. There are many on the path toward attainment of individuality, of self-realization, there are many who have gone beyond self-realization and are realizing others, there are many who have gone beyond realizing others and are realizing the cosmos. This awareness indicates that all these entities, wherever or not they are on the path, are where they are, and need not be judged. They may be related to according to where they are and may be helped according to their present need. This awareness indicates that temperance be understood in all things. Temperance is related to the degree of understanding that is experienced and can be given to anyone on any level of development. Each and every one has been on each and every level, or in time will be on each and every level, and all are moving down the same path. Those who are ahead are no more superior than those who are behind, and those who are first are no more superior than those who are last. It is but a matter of time, and time is but relative. This is related to concepts of comparison and judgment. Anyone who feels he is superior to another stumbles and falls backward as soon as he creates that judgment of superiority. All are moving down the path, and the path goes in circles, and all shall continue to move through the tarot, through the wheel, through the experiences, gathering and sharing these experiences. With each movement around the wheel, the identity becomes that much more fixed, the individuality becomes that much more dense, that much more real, and that much more diamond-like. Remember that Lucifer was the bright and shining angel, that diamond-like consciousness, and even this can fall from grace. You need not glory in your accomplishments. You simply understand what is occurring on any level, on all levels. In this understanding, you stand under and look with awe and look with awareness at that which is. Understanding comes from slowing down the looking process so that everything is seen clearly. Entities moving into the physical plane desire understanding, and in this physical plane, the slowing down process is made more possible. The slowing down process becomes more possible because of the very slow movement of images and forms. Those who rush hurriedly here and there, those who speed frantically, searching, jumping, looking, shouting, desiring one thing after another have little understanding and have much to learn. Entities who can stop and look and gain understanding may then move back into levels of faster vibration with that understanding so that they have developed grace of movement, wherein they may speed without danger of collision in their relationships with other forms. This is a matter of training in any field, whether this is music, whether this is art, science, social activity, mechanical, or muscular. Entities in understanding these movements of development of skills are moving into levels of temperance. Those who can move into polarities and make mistakes and learn from these mistakes by gradually adjusting themselves closer and closer to the center, toward the reconciliation of the polarities, are those who move into greater and greater levels of skill. As riding a bicycle or walking the tightrope, the movement into the extremes is necessary for those who have not discovered their balance. Gradually the error lessens and the balance becomes more and more centered, and finally the entity becomes skilled. This awareness indicates the same is true in developing one's own psyche, in developing any field, any art, any action, or any relationship. You only learn through errors. Entities who are afraid of making mistakes seldom develop skills. Entities who can develop only one skill and fear to develop any other for fear of making mistakes generally glory and pride themselves in their own skill, but feel inferior in many other ways. This awareness indicates such entities often become what is termed a specialist. The specialist is very limited. The specialist is often incapable of communicating with others outside his or her own skill. Those who can develop many skills and try many things but do not develop any skill well, become those who are good at everything, but not good enough to compete with anyone. This leads to the general view of things wherein entities are capable of seeing broad movements and leading a generally well, balanced life. This awareness indicates all this is a matter of personal choice, whether you would be generally developed or specifically developed along certain lines. This development is part of your evolution, is part of the development of your own individuality. Temperance is synonymous with balance, and if you can balance your life in all things, you can bring about an individuality that can integrate itself in any area of the universe, in any area of activity. This awareness indicates that anything can be done if you give attention to what you are doing. Ra-a, in mummifying certain entities into states of polarity, wherein these were likened unto transmitting stations in consciousness, wherein the mummies did decay, the concepts were emitted into consciousness for those living on this plane to pick up as receivers and act out and broadcast. This action of broadcasting these polarities has directed the courses of nations in this Western world, and to a lesser degree in the Eastern world. This intensity of polarity has brought about a greater viscosity of consciousness. This is likened unto moving consciousness from airy nature, down to vapor, down to water, down to oil, down to honey, down to a jelly-like substance, and down to a diamond-like consciousness for many. This awareness indicates this crystallization of consciousness, this movement from the pure Akasha into the crystal, into the clear light of Christ, was the goal of Ra-a. This comes about through intensification of polarity, conflict, and friction. Just as the pearl in the oyster is born from the friction of sand, a grain of sand working and irritating the flesh, so also the crystal, Christ-like consciousness of entities comes about, from the irritation and friction and conflict of living. This awareness indicates that Ra-a speeded up and intensified this conflict, intensified this friction. From the time of Virgo, wherein these entities were placed in the Hall of Records as mummies, humanity in Egypt and throughout the Western world, and to a lesser extent in the Orient, has been experiencing greater and greater friction than had been experienced before. This friction and gathering of civilization forces is that which, over this long period of time, has not allowed man to rest in peace. Understand that when the adrenaline gland and the other endocrine glands and psychic centers of the body are constantly stimulated, are constantly irritated over lifetimes, first one lifetime, then the next, then the next, then the next, that this is bound to have an effect on the consciousness, on the soul, on the individuality. The glands themselves will have grown from overacting, and the very nature of the body will have changed to adapt itself to the more conflicting environment. Those on this physical plane are now moving into the culmination of these early actions of Ra-a and others. This action took place through seven stages. This shall be the subject of another chapter. This awareness indicates that these seven stages have brought entities to the level wherein revelation is fulfilled, and the second coming of Christ, the coming of the Christ consciousness, wherein all those who have moved and wandered in sin and have now come home, are those who shall move into that which is called the new being. This awareness indicates this is a mutation into a higher level of being. This being is that which moves out of physical form according to his or her own will, or into physical form if he or she chooses. The new being is one who does not die in the old sense, but transmutes, transcends, and changes. Those whose consciousness has moved into temperance on this level, on the diamond-like level, the crystal, are those who do not need to hold on to the body in order to be, and those who understand this are capable of dissolving and recreating the body at will.